Most people had a sense of the American West that was essentially infinite. They didn't really even know where it ended. They knew there were deserts out there, they knew there were great plains out there, they knew there were mountains. But it was the sheer vastness of that West that gave everybody a sense of limitlessness and future and hope.
The annexation of Texas and war with Mexico in the 1840s had opened up the West, raising the possibility of the nation advancing all the way to the Pacific coast.
There's this continental mentality, sometimes called manifest destiny, this idea that American expansion is just ordained by God, you know, that we will dominate this entire continent and that is the divine will, and that creates this kind of ebullient spirit of expansionism.
But westward expansion brought to the fore the issue that had divided the country ever since independence, slavery. By the middle of the 19th century, a fault line ran across America, dividing the slave-owning South from the free states in the North, where the practice had ended. But year by year, the increasing value of Southern cotton and the thought of the even larger fortunes it could generate if slavery were to spread west slowly undermined the sense of union that bound the states together.